On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone. This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Josh Coop.
A serial killer who murdered a chef from Kent and three other men who he met on gay dating websites will die in prison. There were cheers and applause at the Old Bailey as Stephen Port was given a whole life term earlier. The 41-year-old from East London drugged and assaulted his victims, including Daniel Whitworth from Gravesend, before dumping their bodies. Another one of his victims was 25-year-old Jack Taylor. His sister Donna has just spoken outside court.
We finally have justice for our Jack and the other boys. That sick, twisted scumbag will never be able to hurt or destroy anyone else's family or life. Our Jack can finally rest in peace. We will always be completely heartbroken as a family.
Well, it took police a year to link the killings. Cindy Butts is from the Independent Police Complaints Commission and says a full investigation will be carried out.
Looking at whether or not discrimination played any part in the actions of those who were involved in those investigations, but we won't be looking at the sort of wider institutional homophobia. That is something for others.
KMFM News.
A driver who died when his car came off the road in Maidstone has been named. Luke Mumford, who's from the town, was driving towards Bluebell Hill when his Vauxhall Corsa left Pilgrim's Way in Alsford on Wednesday night. The 20-year-old graphic design student who went to the Mapleston Notes School had only been driving for a month. Historical claims that young footballers were sexually abused by coaches are now being investigated by two police forces. It comes as England captain Wayne Rooney urges victims to come forward. 50 people have called a special helpline within hours of it opening yesterday. Former Tottenham and England player Paul Stewart is one of those who's reported it. He's calling for an inquiry.
I don't totally think they'll ever eradicate it because these people are so manipulative. They will find other ways to get access to young children, but it can only do good rather than harm.
An inquest's been opened into the death of a woman who was killed in a crash on the M20 in Kent. 25-year-old Mahoney Aria was pronounced dead after her Audi swerved off the London-bound carriageway close to Junction 11A for the Channel Tunnel on the 13th of November. Two men from Medway have been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. They've been bailed. A man's been locked up after carrying out a series of early morning break-ins in Medway. Adrian Edwards was arrested by police responding to a burglar alarm after he had tried to get into a property in Chatham in March. The 41-year-old from Ernest Road in the town has been sent to jail for more than 3.5 years. Another man is still to be sentenced. A man who punched and headbutted a police officer in Hawkhurst has been jailed for a year. The constable was trying to handcuff 24-year-old James Austin from Geldhurst when it happened in March.
KMFM News.
Now, by the end of today, it's thought we would have spent a record-breaking £2 billion in the Black Friday sales. Well, there have been some queues at the shops here in Kent. Half of purchases are expected to happen online. Kim Lowe's a store manager at the county's biggest shopping centre.
We don't get crowds in here in terms of unruly behaviour. That doesn't happen in Blue Water or John Lewis. So it's actually a very smooth experience. Partners love working on Black Friday. It's a great day.
Well, sticking with Black Friday, and an off-duty police officer has been stabbed while trying to stop a suspected shoplifter at a HMV in Leeds. Back here, and there's been long queues reported on approaches to some of the county's biggest shopping centres, including the Designer Outlet in Ashford. And Kent's largest indoor trampoline park is going to be opened by Sports Minister Tracy Crouch later. £1 million has been spent converting a building at Chatham Maritime. Flip Out will feature 70 interconnected trampolines, a 7-metre-long tumble track and foam pits, and it sounds like great fun.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Football First and Gillingham welcome promotion hopefuls Rochdale to Priestfields this weekend. Lucy's got more.
Well, it follows their midweek defeat away to Oxford United, which has left them in 16th place in the League One table. Midfielder Bradley Dack featured in that game but has spent a lot of time out injured. He's hoping to rediscover some of his form from last season.
It's been a frustrating season for me, obviously, with injuries and picking up little knocks here and there and not being fully fit while I'm playing. So, yeah, it's been tough to take, but I can't make excuses. My form probably hasn't been as good as it should have been, but hopefully with more and more 90 minutes, then it'll get back to where it was.
You can follow updates from the game tomorrow. Just search at Kent Online Gills on Twitter. It might be almost Christmas, but the fixtures are out for next cricket season, and Kent will get their campaign underway against Gloucestershire in April. There'll be 10 teams in Division 2 of the County Championship, with two promotion places up for grabs. T20 games at Canterbury and Beckenham will be played during July and August. In the meantime, England cricket captain Alistair Cook says Jos Buttler will return to the Test side for the first time in over a year tomorrow. He replaces Ben Duckett, who's been dropped for the third match with India after the tourists suffered a heavy defeat last time out.
That's all for now. Your next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.